Hello and welcome to another classy as fuck and very enthusiastic episode. These are some of the shows we like. Because I'm Bill.
I'm Brian.
And now I don't know what to do with myself.
Because these are some of the sodas we like. Yeah. And we have another Americana dinner cast.
Yes. So buckle in.
Yes.
I'm going to try some mashed potatoes.
I will.
That's actually okay.
Cool.
It's all liquidy.
Whatever.
Like, not liquidy, like it's just not firm. But we have steak with mushrooms and onions. Because I wanted some.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided that the obvious choice out of the Americana variety box is delicious vintage root beer.
All right, so
because it seems pretty straightforward.
Let's...
All of the info, remarkably similar to the other Americanas.
Yeah, it's your standard. I mean, they're still made in
I don't think
Washington,
this is
right?
Stuff. You can't tell. Yeah, it's all made in the same place.
Yeah, no, this is tricky. I'm going to go with not a twist-off.
Which,
I still remember Americana being twist-off, so that means this is probably going to be a chipped glass, too.
Yeah. Okay. It seemed like they had pretty similar health info.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, if people have been listening, they already know the gist with Americana. Yep. It's pretty good stuff.
Yep, so basically at this point, we're just looking to see how things stack up against other things.
Mm-hmm.
Meal-wise, I'm assuming quite well.
Yeah. Okay, well, the onions are freaking amazing. And I have a bottle opener, so I don't know why I was waiting for you.
Huh. Yay!
And the mashed potatoes are very nice.
Whatever. Like, I'm gonna ruin them.
Yeah.
I didn't contribute much to this dinner.
All right. You paid for it.
Yep.
Alright.
The mashed potatoes are fine.
Oh, wow. That is definitely a root beer. It's a very, it's a good, solid.
No, this is,
yeah, that's
this smells
a
really
great
good.
Nose for the root beer.
This is definitely like a tavern quality root beer.
Absolutely.
At least off the nose. So, I'm going to give that a second. I want to try some steak.
Yeah, this is the problem is, listeners, we are going to enjoy this episode so much more than you do.
God damn, that's right. Get in my mouth. Holy shit. Holy fucking shit.
Yeah, I'm good at steak.
Jesus, dick, Brian. Oh my gosh. This is going to be a short episode. So we're going to want to just eat the steak. Oh, God. This is the best steak I've had in a while. So.
Aren't you glad I taught you how to salt cure meat?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't eat mashed potatoes.
So, yeah, let's actually take a drink of this.
That's my palate cleanser. For judging the soda. Because now there's, like, nothing in my mouth. That's real good.
Mm-hmm.
It's not thick.
No.
But it's not thin. It's right in the center there where I want a root beer to be.
Exactly. It's very nice.
It's not overwhelming, but it's not too subtle. It's a root beer.
It comes in, it floods your mouth with flavor, and then it gets the hell out.
That's just like...
Yeah, it's just... It's...
It doesn't leave completely, though. There is a nice little pleasant brown, like classic brown soda. Like,
yeah.
A nice pleasant
mm-hmm.
mist in your mouth.
It is, and I can only think of it in terms of the Queen song... About Flash Gordon. It is Flash!
How much of that has been in your mind because of Roderick on the line?
I don't know.
Okay.
Games Club, I guess, advisor at my high school. I think whenever Flash, like, was used as, you know, a spell or skill or whatever,
yeah,
he would go, Flash,
I forgot how good the steak was. No, that's also a valid reason for it to be stuck in.
Yeah, the potatoes aren't bad.
No, they're not bad at all. For, like, a buck and a half for the box, and I used maybe, like, 3% of it.
Yeah.
Making this. That's pretty solid.
Probably even a better deal than that awesome onion.
I don't know, man. This onion is kicking the shit out of these potatoes.
That's true.
Got an onion for fucking 20 cents.
Not even. 19.
It's delicious.
And onion staple, man. That's no tax.
Straight up. I don't think any of this was taxed except the soda.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
But, yeah, no, like, I've had a few bites of steak. I've had a few of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the root beer isn't fighting any of it.
Yeah, no.
And I'm having trouble thinking of something that a root beer would fight that I would actually have for dinner. Like, it would fight cereal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a given.
Like, it fights fish.
Yeah, I could see it fighting fish, but I could see it winning. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I still wouldn't be terribly upset with that meal. But, yeah, that's a good point. It's just because fish is usually pretty good, and this root beer is very good, so.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it still balances out. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
A bit more well done than I normally do, but fuck it, who cares?
God, yeah. So, like I said before, this is going to be a short episode because I just want to just devour the fuck out of this steak.
Yeah.
The steak, I give a 98. Because thank you. Shit. Like, I'm sure that's not the best thing possible. Like, I don't think I'll ever give anything 100, but it's very top-notch.
A piece of onion just fell into Ben's shoe.
He doesn't listen to these, it's fine, put it back.
Well, it's not that, now I can't eat this onion.
No, you don't want to eat that.
No.
He works out.
Damn it. Yeah, and I think those are his gym shoes, too.
If not, they're nasty anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The root beer.
Yeah, the root beer itself.
Like, I was not making a wild guess or an assumption or anything before when I said it smelled like a tavern root beer.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I am in a tavern and that I ordered something delicious.
Yeah.
It's got that atmosphere right in there of, like, a tavern at 5:30, 6 o'clock before people are there just specifically to get drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, I give this, I'm going to say 86. This is good.
Mm-hmm. This root beer is Steve Buscemi. It is an amazing character actor. You would never have it play the lead.
And you don't want it with fish.
Mm-hmm. But if this root beer is showing up, maybe that's a film you want to watch.
That's the film you want to watch.
I'm going to go 87.
Alright. So, what do you rate the steak?
Well, my big problem is I've had a fair amount of steak in my life. Back at camp, we had steak Fridays.
Yeah, I've had quite a bit of steak too because my dad loves to cook and he loves to grill.
Mm-hmm.
But, as I mentioned off-air earlier, I have not had hardly any steak at all. So that's probably buffeting my score.
Yeah. And the other problem is, this is definitely at least medium well, if not well done. I'm more of a medium rare guy myself. Granted, this is an amazing medium well steak.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it's a bit high, or a bit more cooked than I usually go for. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it, I'm going to say, I'm going to say 84.
Okay.
I feel that this steak is not as good of a steak as the soda is a soda.
That's fair.
Granted, I think you and I also, I rate steaks as the perfect steak is more perfect than the perfect soda.
Yeah.
And you are the other way around.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely more of a soda guy than you are.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
Yeah, I also think that the perfect steak is not only about preparation, but timing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is timed perfectly.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. In summary,
get some steak, go to the World Market, get a box of Americana. Like, 3 out of 5 have been rated favorably.
Mm-hmm. And the other 2 haven't been rated yet.
And we have cream to go, which it's hard to fuck that up.
Mm-hmm.
It's a honey cream.
Yeah.
And we have motherfucking huckleberry, which that's the wild card, but I'm looking forward to it.
Hell yeah.
So.
Do we want to post how to prepare the steak in the comments?
I leave that up to you. I say go for it.
All right.
Get some buzz going.
If I remember how to do it. Or not if I remember how to. If I remember to do it.
I'll remind you at some point. Probably remind you tomorrow while I'm at work. But you don't need to know that, Soda Pals, so see you later.
Well, if you remind me tomorrow, you're not going to post it tomorrow.
No, I'll remember when I edit this.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'll post it tomorrow as of when I'm editing this. So, yeah. There. Fuck you, Brian.